Neighborhoods across the city and throughout the region have suffered major damage, and there are organizations that are working to serve those who have not evacuated. Joining me now is Jade Elias from the Red Hook Initiative, a community organization that works to empower young people in that neighborhood. Since Sandy hit, they've been working to provide food and other support for those still in the area. Welcome to our show.
Thank you for having me.
So what's the situation like in Red Hook right now? Is there still flooding in some areas?
Some of the houses where our organization is located are still flooded, and a lot of the businesses off of Van Brunt are dealing with cleaning up post-Sandy. So there's some people are still dealing with the effects of the flood.
Well, the businesses on Van Brunt, but what about the really big businesses in Red Hook, Fairway and IKEA? Are they closed for the long term?
I'm not sure what their status is currently. Last I heard yesterday, Fairway was dealing with spoiled food and dealing with flooding as well.
Well, they're both major employers for the area as well, so that's going to have another kind of impact.
Right.
Now, I have received a number of email messages from listeners in Red Hook and elsewhere who feel that theirs is the untold story, that the media are focusing on other places while they continue to suffer. Have you been hearing complaints like that?
A lot of the people coming through our doors feel like they're not being heard by either government or the housing authority, and I hear a lot of complaints about calls that go unfielded by the housing association. They're not dealing with, they don't have electricity, there's no water, there isn't any gas. And a lot of the people who are coming through our doors are here just for basic, to get their basic necessities met, food, hot food, get some charge for their phones, and even calling emergency services and getting basic wounds dressed.
Now, you said the Housing Authority, because the Red Hook houses are administered by the Housing Authority?
Right.
And that's a huge facility. The Housing Authority is not doing much?
From what I hear, the residents have not had great luck getting in touch with anyone to either come out to assess damage or just to listen to their concerns and get their needs met as far as getting power back on and gas and all the other utilities. Everyone is dealing with the same issues, but there are swaths that don't have power and the like.
Now, other than your group, the Red Hook Initiative, who else is there? The Red Cross? Anyone else?
I know that the National Guard is a couple of blocks down at Coffee Park, and they've been distributing supplies. And we've been getting lots of help from Occupy volunteers who are running our kitchen and also making runs into the houses to make sure that elderly and other people who aren't able to move about are getting their needs met as well.
How many people are you serving meals to? And since there's no gas or electricity, how are you preparing those meals?
Well, we were fortunate enough to keep all our utilities running, and we didn't deal. Our center wasn't affected by any flooding or power outages, so we have a full kitchen in our center, and we've been, you know, using a little bit of ingenuity and just pumping out food. And we've also been getting food donations, which we've been heating up and distributing.
Now, there are people in the area who are remaining in their apartments at this point. How do you reach them?
So the volunteers have gathered and started going into the buildings, and they've gone in with cleaning supplies, some food, and other basic necessity items, and we just door-to-door and door-knocking to make sure that people are okay.
We got a call earlier from someone who was concerned about just how cold it's getting.
Right.
I imagine that's a problem as well, because none of these buildings are being heated.
Right. We haven't heard any stories of people resorting to heating their homes with their ovens and the like, but we have heard about people being cold, and there are some clothing donations we've helped give out for for people to keep warm.
Are people still trying to relocate, or are the ones there unable to go anywhere else? Is the 62 bus running again?
The 61 bus.
Oh, it's the 61.
That runs by here. Yeah, and yeah, they've been running pretty frequently. But for the most part, my impression is that people who live in and are, that stayed behind because they weren't able to get anywhere else. So the most people are staying put.
So what's needed most? Is it supplies, generators, food, volunteers?
What we need most right now are supplies. So we've been asking people to donate candles, matches, flashlights, and non-perishable items. And right now, our volunteers are working around the clock just bagging those items so that we can distribute them.
Now, is everybody aware of where they can get things, where the National Guard is handing out food and water?
We've been doing our best to keep up with social media. So we've been sending out blasts through Twitter, and as people come to our doors, we're informing them of the different centers they can get items at. But a lot of it is word of mouth and also street teaming, going out into the neighborhood and letting people know.
And listeners can also find a whole list of ways to volunteer and support cleanup efforts or to find out where they are by going to WNYC.org. Red Hook is just one of the areas that's been severely affected in our listening area, and we will continue to check in with organizations across the region to find out about the extent of the damage from Sandy and how they're working to service those people who are still in their areas. Any parting words for us?
No, thank you for spreading the word, and it's been amazing seeing how the neighborhood and people from around Brooklyn have come together to help us out.
We also have a link on our website to the Red Hook Initiative, and my great thanks to Jade Elias for talking with us about it.
Thank you so much.